in conversation with Jesse Cope, who is with Northern Strand Bin Safe System. And we were at Ag in Motion, taking a look at some of the products that you had to offer. Tell me about the Bin Safe System, where it all originated from, some of the background to it, and why it has become such a critical component of farm safety.
That's a good question. So we basically just found that there was a need for it in the market, because we were looking into what fall protection there was for bins, and we were Googling it ourselves, and we realized there was really nothing. There is grain bin cages, but they don't technically count as fall protection. So in the States, actually, as of October of last year, they've actually said that officially this does not count. You need to put something else on your bin. So probably something that's soon to come to Canada. So, we did a little bit more research, and we discovered that actually falling off a grain bin is the most common accident location on a farm, which really surprised us, because people are getting hurt constantly, and really there was nothing being done about it. So we are traditionally, one of our divisions is a fall protection division. So we do commercial and industrial fall protection. So we're basically, experts in the area. So we took it upon ourselves to test on different grain bins, and to be honest, we didn't realize how big of an undertaking it would be, because we discovered that there's a lot of different types of grain bins out there. And you can't just, let's say, approve them all without actually testing on them. So it is an engineered system. We pull tested to 5,000 pounds on dozens of bins to make sure that the system is safe. And if somebody does fall, that it is going to arrest their fall. So the system involves a harness. So the user wears a harness, a fall protection harness, a lanyard that you attach to the rope grab. And that rope grab travels up a rope along the length of your ladder. And then there's an engineered anchor point at the top. So that's very easy to install. So there's a smooth wall anchor and then a corrugated anchor.
And by rope, we're not talking about fiber rope. We're talking about metal.
Yes, sorry, a wire rope. Yeah, I'm using kind of industry terms here. But yes, a wire rope. So, and it's everything's over engineered, which is what you want. So, we know for a fact everything's going to hold. Like I said, it's all been tested. We've dropped things off it. We've pulled it. We've done everything we possibly can and done, a thorough engineering on everything. It's a stamped product. It's compliant with all the safety bodies. So it is a very good system. And best of all, it's very inexpensive. So, farmers, we've added at a price point. It's less than $200 per bin. It can be as low as, $170, depending on the height of your bin. We have our user kit, which is your lanyard, your rope grab, and your harness that you just need one of. So it's a one-time purchase per farm, and it's $380. So, and you can move the rope grab from bin to bin.
All right. Now, I want to talk about modern farming, because I see kind of a dichotomy here, because on the one hand, never have bins been as big as they are now, and especially add hopper bottoms to those things, and I don't know how high they can get up, but they're huge.
Yeah, that's right. And we hear a lot of that where, farmers are getting, we'll say, to be honest, scared to climb their bins, because, they're saying, oh, when I get to the top, I'm literally shaking. Plus, there's a big factor here, and it's fatigue, right? So when you're climbing that high, you just get tired, right? So, and there is some older gentlemen out there that we talk to that, they're climbing their bins still, and they say they get tired, right? Plus, in the winter, there's frost, there's dew on it, there's slippery, right? So there's a lot of factors that cause people to fall. So and it's becoming very dangerous now to climb these bins. But even OH&S regulations, which the standards vary from province to province on if farmers have to follow them. Most cases they should, because they're saying above 10 feet in other industries, they must tie off, because a fall from 10 feet, you can still get fairly hurt and break things.
And now on the other end of the scale, now with modern farming, it has become such a huge business that you can't afford the risk, especially if you have hired help.
No, that's very true. And we've sold some, massive amounts of bin kits to some of the big farms, because they're worried about liability. And our product is by far the best option out there. Like I mentioned, really, there isn't too many other options other than, say, staircases, for example, which are thousands upon thousands of dollars. Like I said, cages aren't really considered fall protection, sometimes can even make the situation worse. So the liability is a big one. It's interesting, Alberta actually took it upon themselves to offer a safety grant where they'll actually pay for 50% of the system. And it'd be great if Saskatchewan and other provinces would follow suit, because there is so many claims, with WCB, with farms and people falling, that they basically made an investment in people's health and safety and in the agriculture industry in Alberta, and are willing to pay for part of their safety products.
All right, Jesse, final question is, if somebody wants to reach out to you, get more information on what we just talked about, how can they reach Northern Strand Bin Safe System?
Well, we are at Egg in Motion right now, so we're on the, I guess you want to call it the main road as soon as you walk in at booth 638. But if you go to northernstrands.com or even Google Grain Bin Fall Protection, we're you know, on the first page everywhere. So our system is out there, and people are starting to know about it, and it's really taking off because it's the best way to go.
And Northern Strands did earn the Egg in Motion Innovation Award just this past year. So congratulations, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.